Do you have something around here you call a sumac or shoemake?
Shoemake. That's what it is. Uh-huh. I got a... Went out there, though, I'm trying to think of it. Went out there the other day and cut out one and made some little posters to my well house. Just before you come here the other
day.
To
make some little what?
Make posters about that big. Nail or two to make a house, you know. Just like you had two before to make a house.
I see.
And I cut one down then. Shoemake.
Uh-huh. Can you eat those berries?
Huh? No, you can't eat them.
Why not?
They're not eatable. We don't have never heard nobody eating them in this country.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it would be so good to eat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. What kind of berries can you eat?
Blackberries. You can eat blackberries and strawberries. Dewberries.
Huckleberries.
Grapes.
Mm-hmm. What about raz?
What?
The kind of berries. Some of them are red, some of them are black. It's got sort of a rough surface.
No, no, let's see now.
Do you have raz?
Rice?
What? Red.
Huh?
You call them
red hold
or something?
Red hold. Red hold would be a holly.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a holly tree and it got sticker leaves on it.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves sticky and you get those berries on.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have something around here called raspberries or raspberries?
Mm-mm. Not in this community.
You've never heard of those?
Uh-uh, never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out?
Pine oak.
Anything
pine
else?
Pine oak vine. No, would be only pine oak, make a rash on you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just touch up, get it, and they break out in little bumps.
Mm.
And some, it don't bother some people.
Mm-hmm. How can you tell it when you see it?
Well, you know the vine by having a little green leaf on it. And the vine has a whole lot of look like little legs or little roots on it. All go up a tree. Don't grow in the ground. It goes up a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And have those leaves on it. You touch against it up that way or up on a fence or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were walking through the woods and you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better be careful not eat those, they might be
poison.
Okay. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask
my husband.
Okay.
Or my mother. Or if she's married, she'd have to ask her husband.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he would say, I have to ask.
You'd have to ask my wife.
Uh-huh. Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Well.
Anything else they'd say besides my wife or my husband?
Yeah, you could make him shame by saying this is my wife or that's my husband or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's about pretty close to the end of where you'd make him shame. You know, it's on what he'd be asking, you know. And then his question would be, you could make him shame, but that's my wife. She's married lady, you know. May ask her to dance with him or something, you know, or go to a party. So, well, I'm married. I can't go. I don't got a husband.
Uh-huh.
Something like that, you know.
Uh-huh. And the man whose son you are is called your...
Hmm?
The man whose son you are, he's your...
All right. Well, the man whose son you are, you said, my father is sister thing, walk.
Uh-huh. What the, and then his wife would be your?
His wife would be, that's his daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
My father would be his daughter-in-law.
Or you have a father and a?
And a mother.
Uh-huh. What did you call your father?
I call him Papa.
Uh-huh. Anything else people call their father?
Well, yeah, they call him sometimes Papa, sometimes Paul, and let's see, Papa, Paul, that would be about the biggest round through here they call him.
Uh-huh. What about their mother?
Call him Mama.